Merci, Madame la Vice-Présidente.
Thank you very much, Madam Vice President. Madaskar would like to welcome warmly the delegation of Nicaragua and congratulate the delegation on the presentation of its national report. We note with satisfaction the actions taken by the government of Nicaragua to promote human rights in the country. For example, the amendments to the labor law in order to bring it in line with ILO Convention 169, as well as the adoption of Law 896 related to combating trafficking in human beings. Nevertheless, despite the steps taken by Nicaragua to promote and protect human rights in the country, we have noted that some vulnerable groups are still facing serious forms of discrimination in terms of access to education. In this respect, and in spirit of constructive engagement, Madagascar would like to make the following recommendations to Nicaragua. First, ensure that access to education of vulnerable groups, for example, indigenous populations, people of African descent, and migrants, is guaranteed and respected. Second, put into place legislative provisions that prohibit all forms of discrimination in terms of access to education. My delegation would like to wish the delegation of Nicaragua full success in this